Imagine yourself transported to an era almost 1500 years before Christ. In that distant time, Joshua, a prominent figure in the scriptures, had an experience that would change the course of his life, a direct encounter with the pre-incarnate manifestation of Christ. With his own eyes, Joshua saw what many have only read about in the scriptures, a vision that undoubtedly transformed his being. Interestingly, the name Joshua, in its original form, is essentially identical to what would later be attributed to the Son of God, Jesus. Both share the same Greek translation and carry a profound meaning: Yahweh is salvation. This is not just a linguistic detail, it reflects the deep spiritual and symbolic connection between the two figures. Joshua was not just a leader, he was a precursor to Christ, guiding the Israelites not only to conquer the Promised Land, but to the rest in Canaan. However, as highlighted by the author of the letter to the Hebrews in chapter 4, Joshua served only as a shadow of the true reality that is Christ, the one who leads us to the true rest in the heavenly Canaan. At this moment, you are about to dive into the crucial point of this historical narrative. In the book of Joshua chapter 5, verses 13 to 15, we find the account of this monumental encounter between Joshua and an imposing figure identified as the commander of the Lord's army. This episode reveals much about the essence of divine leadership and God's constant presence among his people. This event transcends simple historical narrative, being wrapped in layers of mystery and deep symbolism, which continue to capture the imagination of scholars and theologians. The identity of this enigmatic character who appeared before Joshua is the subject of fervent debates and speculations. This encounter was not just a milestone, it occurred at a crucial moment in Israel's history, right on the eve of one of its most significant conquests, the Promised Land. The Israelites, under Joshua's firm leadership, had camped at Gilgal, located on the plains of Jericho. The miraculous crossing of the Jordan River had been successfully completed, and God's people had celebrated the Passover, symbolizing a new beginning. For the first time since leaving Egypt, they ate the produce of the land of Canaan, and notably, at this critical point, the manna, which had been their daily provision during the desert crossing, ceased. This moment marked the tangible materialization of promises made centuries earlier to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that their descendants would possess the land of Canaan, a place where they could finally establish their roots and prosper. As described in the book of Joshua, upon approaching Jericho, a remarkable event occurred. Joshua, perhaps contemplating the city's walls or preparing for battle strategies, lifted his eyes and saw before him a man armed with a drawn sword. The vision was both imposing and intriguing. Approaching cautiously, Joshua asked him a strategic and direct question: on whose side would he fight? The answer he received, however, surpassed the conventions of earthly warfare. The man revealed himself to be the commander of the Lord's army, positioning himself not in favor of any human side, but as a divine emissary. Faced with this revelation, Joshua recognized the holiness of the presence before him. He prostrated in worship and received the instruction to remove his sandals, for the ground he stood on was now consecrated. This command echoes Moses' encounter with the burning bush, symbolizing a ground not just physically, but spiritually holy. The appearance of this mysterious man, initially as a warrior and later identified as a celestial figure, illustrates a powerful message: the upcoming battle would be conducted under divine direction and authority. This encounter was a vivid reminder that, although Joshua led the people physically, true leadership and victory come from God's will and presence. This interaction not only prepared Joshua and the Israelites for the imminent challenges, but also reaffirmed the divine commitment to guide and protect his chosen people, culminating in the fulfillment of the promises made to their ancestors. The response received by Joshua from that enigmatic man transcended the mere categories of friend or foe so familiar to the human sphere. He identified himself as the commander of the Lord's army, revealing himself not as a simple ally or adversary in a terrestrial battle, but as the supreme commander, This figure had not come to take sides from a human perspective, but to reaffirm God's absolute sovereignty over the events that were about to unfold. This interaction is often interpreted by scholars and theologians as a theophany, a physical manifestation of God on earth. This perspective suggests that the commander of the Lord's army was a direct appearance of the divine, an idea that resonates deeply in Christian theology. However, there is a second interpretation, though less popular, that considers this figure to be an angel with a special mission to represent God and communicate his will to his chosen people. Despite these two possible interpretations, most biblical scholars tend to consider that the commander of the Lord's army was indeed Christ himself. This type of manifestation is known in theology as a Christophany, an appearance of God the Son in the Old Testament time, where he revealed himself visibly and sometimes in human form, prefiguring his future incarnation. These Christophanies are seen as moments of profound theological significance, as they not only confirm the continuous presence of God in the history of Israel, but also anticipate the coming of Christ in the flesh. Thus, Joshua's encounter with the Prince of the Army of the Lord is not just a moment of reaffirmation of divine leadership over Israel, but also a prophetic sign of the central role Christ would play in the history of salvation. Through this encounter, Joshua, and by extension, all the people of Israel were reminded that their mission and survival did not depend solely on their strength or strategy, but on God's will and direct presence in their lives. In the context of the New Testament, renowned theologians strongly support the interpretation that the Prince of the Army of the Lord was a divine manifestation, based on at least three arguments consistent with the biblical text. The first argument centers on the acceptance of worship by the mysterious visitor who appeared to Joshua. The Bible reports that Joshua bowed down and worshiped the Prince of the Army of the Lord, and notably this worship was accepted. This is a crucial point because the scriptures are clear in stating that only God is worthy of worship. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul emphasizes that worshiping an angelic being constitutes a dishonor to Christ and a waste of the blessings of redemption. Similarly, when the Apostle John, during the visions of Revelation, fell at the feet of an angel, he was promptly corrected by the angel, who insisted that worship belongs solely to God. Thus, the acceptance of worship by the Prince of the Army of the Lord suggests that he was a deity, marking the presence of the Lord in a manner that transcends simple angelology. The second argument derives from the instruction for Joshua to remove his sandals because the ground on which he stood had become holy. This command is reminiscent of Moses' experience with the burning bush, a moment where the divine presence was manifested in an intense and personal way. Joshua was in pagan land, but the instruction transformed that place into holy ground, indicating that it was not merely an angel visiting, but God manifesting himself in a special way to meet his chosen servant. This event strengthens the idea that the presence of the Prince of the Army of the Lord was a theophany, or, more specifically, a Christophany. The third and final argument comes from the continuation of the biblical narrative, where the commander of the army of the Lord merges with the very figure of God as he communicates to Joshua the instructions for the conquest of the promised land. The biblical text makes this transition fluidly, without distinguishing the messenger of the Lord from God himself. This narrative fusion, where the figure of the commander and the deity of God become indistinguishable, is typical of God's manifestations in the Old Testament, further reinforcing the interpretation that Joshua had a direct encounter with the divine presence. The tapestry of biblical history is intricately woven with divine encounters that not only defined crucial moments for the leaders of God's people, but also shaped their trajectories in profound and lasting ways. These interactions between the divine and the human are fundamental to our understanding of the special relationship between God and his people, revealing how he guided, transformed, and strengthened his leaders through the ages. Joshua's encounter with the Prince of the Army of the Lord is one of these emblematic moments, but it is far from an isolated case. It reminds us of other equally significant divine encounters, such as Jacob's experiences at Peniel, where he wrestled with a divine being until dawn. This episode not only resulted in Jacob receiving a new name, Israel, but also a blessing that symbolized his transformation and preparation to face his brother Esau after years of separation. This moment was crucial in redefining Jacob's future, marking him as a central figure in the formation of the nation of Israel. Similarly, Moses' calling when he encountered God in the burning bush was a turning point that defined his entire subsequent leadership. There, Moses not only received the task of freeing the Israelites from Egypt, but was also directly instructed by God on how to proceed, laying the foundation for what would be one of the most dramatic and transformative events in biblical history. In Joshua's case, the encounter on the eve of the conquest of Jericho was essential to reaffirm the divine presence and support in the missions he had ahead. Like these other leaders, Joshua was strengthened and guided by specific details and instructions for the imminent challenge. Each of these divine encounters not only equipped these figures with guidance, but also with profound transformation and encouragement. They emerged from these experiences with a renewed understanding of their missions and an unwavering certainty of the divine presence by their side. These moments of divine intervention are bridges between heaven and earth, where the sacred touches the profane, and where the divine will manifest itself in a clear and palpable way. They serve not only as pillars for the biblical narrative, but also as eternal examples of how God directly engages in human history, guiding his people through his chosen leaders. Although Joshua's encounter with the Prince of the Army of the Lord shares certain characteristics with other divine manifestations in the Bible, it also significantly distinguishes itself by the reactions and circumstances surrounding it. While Jacob faced a night of physical and spiritual struggle, transformative and challenging, and Moses initially hesitated, overwhelmed with insecurity and doubts before the divine mandate received at the burning bush, Joshua's reaction was markedly different. Joshua, upon meeting the Prince of the Army of the Lord, showed no hesitation or questioning. His submission to divine authority and guidance was immediate and unreserved. He instantly recognized the superior position of the divine entity before him, accepting his leadership and command with unquestionable devotion. This prompt acceptance by Joshua can be seen as a manifestation of his unwavering faith and clear understanding of the role God played in his life and the life of his people. Unlike Jacob and Moses, who went through processes of transformation and personal questioning before fully accepting their divinely ordained roles, Joshua seems to have been prepared and even eager for the confrontation that lay ahead. At no point did he show fear or hesitation in the face of the challenges ahead, reflecting a spiritual maturity and readiness for action that perhaps surpassed that of his predecessors. This unquestioning acceptance by Joshua signals a profound trust in divine victory. The narratives of Jacob and Moses, though also culminating in an acceptance of the divine will, were marked by a process of recognition that included doubts, internal struggles, and in some cases, resistance. This underscores the idea that while all of them interacted with the same divine presence, the circumstances and purposes of these encounters varied significantly. Each of these biblical leaders was uniquely prepared for the roles they would play. Jacob as the patriarch who would solidify the foundations of the nation of Israel, Moses as the liberator who would establish divine law and order, and Joshua as the warrior commander who would lead the people to conquer the promised land. Therefore, Joshua's encounter was not only a moment of divine guidance, but also a reinforcement of his role as both a military and spiritual leader, emphasizing the importance of obedience and faith in fulfilling the mission entrusted to him. Joshua's experience with the Prince of the Lord's army echoes and contrasts with another significant divine encounter recorded in the Bible. when the Lord appeared to Abraham as a traveler in the oaks of Mamre. The Bible reports that it was the hottest part of the day when the Lord, in human form, accompanied by two of his messengers, approached Abraham. Much like Joshua's story, the biblical text highlights the supernatural character of this encounter and the divine nature of the visitor. Abraham, recognizing the sacredness of the moment, prostrated himself before him, welcomed him into his tent, and listened to the renewal of the divine promise about the birth of a son, Isaac, who would be the bearer of his chosen lineage. Additionally, during this encounter, the Lord informed Abraham about the tragic fate awaiting the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. However, Abraham's response was to intercede for the cities, demonstrating his compassion and concern for the righteous who might perish along with the wicked. In direct contrast, Joshua's experience was profoundly different. Instead of a traveler, Joshua found himself facing a celestial general, not at the entrance of his tent, but on the brink of a battlefield. While Abraham received promises related to the continuity of his lineage, Joshua received direct instructions for an imminent conflict. And, unlike Abraham, who questioned and interceded in the face of divine judgment, Joshua accepted without hesitation the directions for the destruction of Jericho. This parallel between encounters illustrates the diversity in the ways God interacts with his chosen ones, adapting his message and his manifestation to the circumstances and specific roles of each. While Abraham was involved in establishing the foundations of a nation through his family, Joshua was at the forefront of realizing this promise, leading the nation in the physical conquest of the promised land. For Joshua, it was not a moment of intercession, but of action. It was the time to see with his own eyes the fulfillment of the promise made to Abraham's descendants. Joshua's experience with the Prince of the Lord's Army is not just an isolated episode, but part of a broader pattern of divine encounters that shaped biblical history. This narrative significantly recalls another crucial moment when the Lord appeared to Abraham as a traveler in the oaks of Mamre. According to the Bible, it was the hottest part of the day when the Lord manifested in human form, accompanied by two of his messengers. This encounter was not trivial. It carried profound implications for the future of Abraham and his descendants. Abraham, perceiving the sacredness of the moment, acted with great hospitality. He prostrated himself before the visitors, welcomed them into his tent, and shared a meal with them, a gesture of respect and reverence that reinforces the importance of the encounter. During this interaction, the promise of Isaac's birth was renewed, a son who would symbolize the continuation of the covenant between God and Abraham's descendants. Beyond the personal promise, this encounter also had a larger prophetic revelation component, as the Lord informed Abraham about the imminent judgment of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. This aspect of the dialogue highlighted divine justice and God's special relationship with Abraham, who felt compelled to intercede for the cities, demonstrating his compassion and the role of Father of Nations attributed to him. Contrasting with Abraham's hospitable and dialogical experience, Joshua met the Prince of the Lord's Army under vastly different circumstances. Instead of a peaceful traveler, he was confronted by an imposing general. The encounter did not occur at the tranquil door of a tent, but at the tent's borders of a battlefield. While Abraham received promises concerning his descendants and interceded for the condemned cities, Joshua received direct orders for the military conquest of Jericho. When Joshua was informed about the planned destruction of Jericho, he did not question or intercede as Abraham did. He accepted the divine instructions with the same certainty with which they were given. Joshua understood that his role at that critical moment was not that of a mediator, but of an executor of the divine will. For him, this was not a moment for intercession, but for decisive action, an opportunity to witness the fulfillment of the divine promise to deliver the promised land to Abraham's descendants. These distinct episodes reflect not only the flexibility with which God manifests himself, but also the specificity of his interaction with each leader. adapting his approach to meet the immediate needs of his mission and the grand plans he has for his people. Both Abraham and Joshua were fundamental to the progression of the biblical narrative, each playing a role that was crucial not only for their own lives, but for the fulfillment of the collective destiny of Israel. The biblical account details an intriguing and symbolic aspect of the encounter between Joshua and the celestial commander, the drawn sword in the commander's hand. This detail is not merely decorative, it carries profound significance, indicating readiness for combat and the imminence of decisive divine action. Following this, Joshua received one of the most unusual and divinely inspired instructions one could imagine. He was to order his troops to march around the fortified city of Jericho, and on the seventh day, accompanied by the resounding sound of the priests' trumpets and the people's shouts, the imposing walls that seemed indestructible would yield to divine power. This strategy, at first glance, defies any human military logic. How could a simple march and the sound of trumpets bring down such robust fortifications? However, the origin of the order, coming directly from the commander of the Lord's army, eliminated any doubt about its effectiveness. This was not a common war maneuver, it was a demonstration of God's power, where faith and direct obedience to divine instructions guaranteed victory over seemingly insurmountable obstacles. Being a leader often involves facing situations where crucial decisions must be made under great pressure. Decisions that can deeply impact the lives of many. Joshua, at that critical moment, might have felt the colossal weight of his responsibility. Although the biblical texts do not detail his internal emotions, it is plausible that he experienced a mixture of determination and fear as he prepared to fulfill such an unusual command. This encounter between Joshua and the divine figure is a powerful example of the pre-incarnate encounters that characters like Abraham, Jacob, and Moses also experienced. Such encounters are testimonies of how God intervenes, corrects, develops, guides, encourages, and establishes a deep relationship with His chosen ones. Each encounter had a specific purpose, shaped for the unique circumstances of each leader's life and designed to prepare them for the missions they were called to. The biblical accounts we discussed are filled with teachings about submission, recognition, and trust in divine authority. When we experience a true encounter with God, it not only transforms us momentarily, these experiences shape us, strengthen us, and rigorously prepare us for the missions ahead. Each extraordinary encounter with the divine, like those experienced by biblical leaders such as Joshua, serves as a glimpse of the ultimate light that was fully revealed to the world through Jesus Christ. These events were not merely incidental, but fundamental in preparing God's people for the final revelation of His grace and redemption. Joshua, in particular, had the honor of meeting Christ in a pre-incarnate form. This undoubtedly wonderful event highlighted the continuity and faithfulness of God's promises. However, it is important to note that, in the present age, we live under an even more abundant grace. While Joshua belonged to an era that only anticipated the coming of the promised Christ, we live after the fulfillment of that promise. Christ has already come into the world, already assumed human form, already performed the redemptive sacrifice on the cross, and now continues to be present among us through the Holy Spirit. Thus, we can see that our encounter with God today is mediated by a complete revelation and a continuous relationship with the divine through the Spirit. Each step we take, sustained by faith, is a testimony to the living presence of God who guides us, protects us, and comforts us. The encounter between Joshua and the commander of the Lord's army should be seen, therefore, as a reminder of God's sovereignty over all spheres of life, including the conflicts and challenges we face daily. We are called to recognize that, even in the face of adversity, we are not helpless. God Himself is with us, guiding us through His word and constant presence, fighting our battles and encouraging us to move forward. He guides us in every decision, comforts us in every difficulty, and promises us an eternal inheritance by His side. This is the promise that every biblical story, every divine encounter, reaffirms and celebrates.